Blog Talk Radio.
I'm just been cross-spec, respecting every aspect and special kiss in the morning. God bless anything tested, no, so Jesus Christ in the midst of every time. No, I'm not the man on the crew. Remember, so the end of no, for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not the end of Christ. Bust the place, bust the place. No, 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 but yes.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up. And you didn't think you was gonna make it.
Bless it all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I know you go. Out of the place.
Get up.
Yeah.
Get up. Get up.
Over 300 million or billion
as much as you can help us to reach and work through us, Lord. Work through me to speak in your name, Lord Father, and help me to say what you want me to say, Lord Father, not what I want to say, but what you want me to say, Lord Father. Work through me, Heavenly Father. I pray to you, Lord Jesus. Amen.
Good afternoon, everybody. Good afternoon. You're listening to Watchmen Radio. I'm your host, Joseph the Dreamer, a.k.a. Mr. Black. And I will have a special guest on the radio later on today at 3:30. You know, you notice everything's been changing lately, you know, between the radio station and myself. It's like everything has been changing, you know, it's transition. You know, things take time. You know, it's been a lot of problems, but I'm still here, and the radio station is still running. So, you know, it's in grace of God. It's in God's hand. I'm not here to worry about nothing. So the special guest, his name is Brother Collar. He will be on here. He's an awesome person, you know, very generous, and he's outspoken. So he will be on that on 3:30. Right now, I'm going to play a couple of tracks. We're going to talk in between. Shout out to my family, my brothers, my sisters, everybody out there, my friends. That's still showing support, you know, and stuff like that. Shout out to Mario for you know, showing love, you know what I mean, for you know, the track I made. You know, it's called Hold On. I'm not going to be playing the track yet, maybe tomorrow or, you know, maybe Saturday. But they were doing a tribute to Haiti. And, you know, we need to continue doing the tribute to Haiti and have a donation, you know, set up, you know, continue doing that to help Haiti. You know, that's supposed to be something that's nonstop. You know, we don't supposed to stop and then go and then stop. You know, even we don't have as much, just give a little what you have. You know, give a piece of that bread. You know what I'm saying? You know. So, you know, shout out to Mario doing her thing at FIU last night. She did a great job. You know, shout out to everybody that was doing the thing for the fashion show. You know, all the Haitians out there, you know, they doing their thing. They're fulfilling their dreams. That's not stop right there. You know, love to all of them. Love to all of them. So right now I'm going to go ahead and play the next track. You know, show love. Listen to Watchmen Radio, Facebook, Twitter. You listen to Joseph the Dreamer, a.k.a. Mr. Black. I'm on Facebook and Twitter. You know, check me out on Facebook. You know, Facebook/Mr. Black. You're going to see me on that. That's M-I-S-T-A, Black, B-L-A-C-K. And Twitter, you're going to find me. Just put Star Rated Records. And then you're going to see Twitter. You're going to see me on Twitter. All right? For sure.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We got to. Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on, get your bounce on, get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it, you gotta get, come on. Fifth ward, fourth ward. Come on, sing it.
Never thought that I would come again. Never thought the dark past would end.
God is so good. God is so good. I know sometimes it's hard out here, you know, and sometimes you make the wrong decision, but know that the Lord Jesus Christ always forgives you, no matter what you do and how you do it. He always forgives you. He forgives you. He forgives our sin. Unlimited. So, you know, just have that in your mind that the Lord Jesus Christ always forgives our sin, no matter what we do. Nobody can judge you. No human in this world, in this earth, could judge you. Only God could judge you. But you must try to do your best to do right, not to do wrong. I know I'm not perfect. I know I do some mistakes, but that's really why we learn. We have the Bible in front of us, and we learn day by day, step by step. It's just like you're taking baby steps, because we are children in God's eyes. We are, you know, His children. No matter how smart you are, how intelligent you are, Almighty God is the one who brings you wisdom. He shines wisdom over your knowledge.
He controlled the physical world and the spiritual world. He's Almighty God. Remember that. I want to go ahead and dedicate this song to a friend of mine that passed away. He's basically my brother friend also. He went to school with him. Out of body, he passed away yesterday. Rest in peace to Chiny. I heard he died of something. I don't know what it is, but our guess was probably, something called Mr. Nice Guy or something like that. And it's been all around. I remember last year I did try something like that. It's fake marijuana, and I ain't like it too much. I'm letting y'all know now. I don't smoke no more, so keeping it real with y'all. But it's something that the government put out there is poisonous. It's very poisonous. It'll kill you. So I'm gonna dedicate this song to him. Rest in peace, Chiny. Life goes on, and God will take care of you, sir.
For some who don't understand our purpose and may not understand our praise, we as a family in Jesus' name would like to tell you the reason why we sing. Family.
Was it just a show?
Was it just a show?
witness.
Lift your hands and be a witness.
And tell the whole world no.
And tell the whole
Listen.
World no.
And when we cross that river.
And when we cross that river.
To study war no more.
To study war no more.
We will sing.
We will sing a song today.
The one whom we adore.
The one whom we adore.
Come on, family, let's take it home. I sing the call. My melody at midnight, Jesus. You're my song and my storm, Jesus. You're the hymn in my heart, Jesus. You're the reason why.
You're the reason why.
Oh, I love you. I love your name, Jesus.
Thank you for allowing me to see myself the way you see me. Thank you.
I'm struggle with insecurities, acceptance, and even self-esteem. You never felt good enough. You never felt pretty enough. But imagine God whispering in your ear, letting you know that everything that has happened is now.
My talent
is yours.
deserve it. It's yours. We recognize you. What a name. And first and last name. The only name.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We're going to have Brother Color go ahead and talk about, you know, give and receiving. You know, that's going to be Luke chapter 6, verse 38. You know, once you give, you shall receive. So let me go ahead and make this phone call. Stay tuned.
Hello.
Yes, good afternoon. Can I ask you to Brother Color, please?
Yes, just a minute.
Julius?
Yes, sir, Brother Color. You're on air.
Yes, sir. Okay. Good day, everyone on Radio Land.
Yes. You're on Radio Land. We're on the title, Give and You Shall Receive. That's Luke. I think that's Luke chapter 6, 38.
Good day, everyone in Radio Land. This is Brother Color, and glad to be on air today. We are talking about giving. The Bible states that it's more blessed to give than receive. And also in John 3:16-17, it says, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Then verse 17 says, "For God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." So there is always a blessing to know that we can receive the greatest gift that heaven could give in order to save the human race from disgrace. So today we should be grateful and thankful and humble enough to say thank you, Jesus, for giving us life through your death. Without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. So he gave us a right to be forgiven, a right to be saved, and a right to inherit eternal life. The Bible also says in Revelation 22:14, "Blessed are they that do his commandments, so that they may have right to the tree of life and may enter into the grace into the city." So today is just a blessing that we give thanks unto the Lord. See, it's two ways. God gave us the greatest gift, the greatest opportunity to be saved through his Son, Jesus Christ. And now we give him back the praise, the honor, and the glory with humility, thanksgiving, and praise. So everyone in Radio Land, this is the program designed with the whole community of man in mind. Every man, woman, boy, and girl throughout the whole wide world. And today we're talking about giving. And it's more blessed to give than receive. Now what do we give? We give people the gospel of Jesus. We give people the love of God. And how do we do that? First of all, through praying for people. You're giving your heart's desire in prayer for the whole human race, every man, woman, boy, and girl, because every human being is precious in the sight of God. So today, I want to end this little saying by saying, keep on giving, and I guarantee you, when you give to God, everything will be all right. God bless you in Radio Land. Have a beautiful day.
And that was Brother Color. Thank you. Thank you so much, Brother Color, for being on the air. I hope you continue being on air for the rest of the week and on the weekend.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much.
Thank you. All right, people, that was Brother Color. You know, giving you shall receive. And this is a powerful message from the Lord. You should try to give yourself up to the Lord Jesus Christ before you're thinking about receiving. Because, you know, just by
just by thinking about, you know, you want to receive only and you're not giving, how are you going to receive? You know, you can't be selfish. You can't be a person of being selfish and you just thinking about yourself only. You must think about others too. If you love yourself, you must love others that's around you. So that's a powerful message. I would like to thank Brother Collin. We got only 22 minutes on the radio show. We're going to continue playing some more music. I would like to thank for the listeners that's listening. And we have more powerful messages all this week and on the weekend. I would like to give a shout out to my big sister. She got a book called Men Are Not the Problem. It's a good book. You should check it out. MenAreNotTheProblem.com. That's MenAreNotTheProblem.com. Her books is pretty, you know, it's pretty good. It's moving. So, you know, check it out. I'm going to the next track.
Book of Revelation, uh-huh. Chapter 7, verses 16 and 17.
Yes, sir.
They shall hunger no more, neither shall they thirst anymore.
Preach, preacher.
For God shall wipe away,
yes, sir,
every tear from their eyes.
Yes, sir.
Get ready for the revolution.
Come on.
What you say?
Come on.
Okay.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for everything. Thank you for the radio station today, how everything went out perfectly in your name, Lord. Faith is power. Remember that, everybody. Faith is power. Don't let nothing stop you. You know, you can do anything that you want to do, what you want to do that's in your mind, in your heart, just do it. You know, don't stop doing what you want to do. You know, whatever you have in your heart, just do it and accomplish it. You could do anything you want. It's all about faith. I'm going to go ahead and pray and go ahead and close the radio station for today, and then we're going to jump back on the radio tomorrow. Thank you, Lord, for everything, Lord, for your presence, for using me as your tool, Lord, for having me to speak to the listeners that's listening, and those that want to listen, that wants to give their life to you, Lord, and they're stuck in a position. But Lord, when you start reaching out to those young people and the older people, Lord, bring them to your arms, Lord Father. Don't give up on them, Lord, because they will not give up on you, Lord Father. Thank you for your blessings. Thank you for everything you've done for us, Lord Father. And I pray to you, Lord. Amen. Thank you for everything. I would like to thank for the listeners that have been listening. I would like to thank Brother Carla that was on the radio earlier. Remember, you know, once you give, you shall receive. You know, it's all about getting money and all that stuff like that, because that right there, you know, that's not going to exist anymore once we in another world, once we in a different type of world, and that's heaven. You understand? So don't worry about the money. Don't worry about the material things, because that's just irrelevant. That's nothing. That's just something that's temporarily on this earth. But once you give, you shall receive, and you should love it. You should love helping another person building another person up. You know what I'm saying? And make that, you see, loving to see another person to prosper. You know what I'm saying? And that's the type of person I am, you know, and that's how my heart is. It's always been like that. I would love to help people. I like to help people. So I'm going to go ahead and play some track. Talk to you tomorrow.
Young people going to stand up real quick. Come on. Come on. We got to stand.
Amen.
Yo, everybody, come get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Get your bounce on. Don't be cute with it. You gotta get. Come on. Fifth one. Fourth one. Come on. Sing it.
everything that's in the name of Jesus Christ in the midst of time. No, all the muscle and all the crew. Remember, so the end of known for Jesus Christ. Lift them high. I'm not the end of Christ. Bust the place. Bust the place. No, no, no. But yes.
This song right here is dedicated to all my people that felt like giving up and you didn't think you was going to make it.
Bless them all the time.
Check it out, y'all.
I'm not here. Go. Out of the place.
Get up.
Yes.
Get up. Get up.
I'm not afraid to
myself the way you see me. Thank you.
Your father did. Hallelujah.